Pentagon's expanding footprint. Iran strikes and a secret base in Somalia. U.S. forces struck new targets in Iran on Tuesday, resuming operations after a month-long lull and continuing a pattern strike, pause, diplomatic signal, strike again, that has replaced the restraint of the previous administration with something more aggressive. The Pentagon has established a new secretive base in Somalia, with reporting describing the development as signaling intensified war. American military presence in Somalia has expanded and contracted since the 1990s, but the combination of Al-Shabaab's resilience, a growing ISIS Somalia footprint, and broader Sahel destabilization is pushing the Pentagon toward a. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued what amounts to a direct threat to Tehran, warning that any Iranian attack would be one of their last decisions. Netanyahu's language is calibrated for domestic audiences as much as for Tehran, but the U.S. strikes represent a separate and independent signal from Washington. Deeper operational commitment. The Gulf of Aden, one of the world's critical maritime choke points, sits adjacent to Somalia, and Chinese naval presence in neighboring Djibouti has been growing. The new base is partly about counterterrorism and partly about great power competition in a region where U.S. influence has been eroding. Two smaller Pentagon stories illuminate the gap between how military operations are presented publicly and how they actually function. The Defense Department reportedly told troops to stop using the name Operation Epic Fury months after officially declaring that operation concluded. The name had persisted through force of habit, a window into how messily operations actually wind down. Separately, clinical guidelines for mandatory testosterone screening of troops over 30 were published and retracted within a single day, officially to allow for updates, a rollout and immediate reversal that suggests either the policy was not ready or internal resistance had not been anticipated.